Hello and welcome to Quest Lore, a family Lorcana podcast where each and every week we come to you and talk about Lorcana, taking it from our family's perspective. We hope you enjoy it this week. I'm Matt.
I'm Malcolm.
I'm Emmett.
And I'm Jen.
And we're here to discuss Lorcana. So normally every week we start out by talking how the play went, but oops, we didn't go to league for the past 2 weeks. Yeah, we haven't been able to play Lorcana in quite some time. And why haven't we been able to, fam?
We've been on a cruise.
That's right.
We went on a cruise
for spring break.
Yeah, we went on a cruise. Where did we head to?
We had to Mexico.
Yeah. You guys have fun?
Yeah. What was your what was your number one favorite thing you did on vacation?
The private island.
The private island. Yeah, so we went on a Norwegian cruise, and they have a private island where we went. And what did you like doing on the private island?
The splash pad was fun.
Splash pad and the beach.
The beach was okay.
And a pool.
The salt water. Pool was great.
They turns out they're not a super fan of salt water.
I'm fine with it.
We're from up here in Michigan where all our water is fresh water, so it was kind of his first like big experience of swimming in a big ocean like that. So how about you, Malcolm? What was your favorite thing that happened?
I got to hug a sloth.
Yeah, that was super.
We also went to New Orleans.
We did also go to New Orleans. And what did you get to eat for the first time?
Beignets. And gumbo.
And gumbo.
Yeah.
How good were those beignets, Malcolm?
Pretty good.
Only pretty good?
A ringing endorsement from Malcolm. Did you guys remember to challenge the sloths in a game of Lorcana?
We tried, but it took them forever to make their first move. So
yeah.
Got timed out. You ran out of time.
He wouldn't make his first move.
Fair enough, yeah. That time limit, that could be a killer for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't play in these for the past couple weeks. But one weekend was Easter, so the store was closed, and then the week before they had it. But we couldn't make it because we were away. I did play the Thursday before we went, where I did all right.
We'll play.
I don't remember. Not a winning place, I'll put it that way. There's been a lot of new decks around, a lot of new faces around, so people are getting really, really hyped for the store championship and for the Disney Lorcana Challenge. That's where a lot of the news kind of happened while we were gone. There really wasn't much in the way of news overall while we were away, so we didn't really miss much. There weren't any card reveals or anything like that. The latest card reveal happened just today.
Yay.
Right as you're listening, after this, the Thursday, April 4th. So we just got the one card reveal for today that we'll look at. And that was really it regarding news, except for the fact that tickets went on sale for the first Disney Lorcana Challenge in Atlanta.
And how'd that go, Matt?
That sold out instantly.
Instantly. What you said, within like 30 seconds?
If that. It was gone. I mean, they were only selling 512 tickets. I think this is a case where you had the people that running the game knew it was going to be a big draw and people wanting to really play and sign up for this, but you had upper management saying, no, 512, that's your limit.
Mm-hmm.
And that went instantly. They are trying to open up more spots. Tickets for Chicago were supposed to go on sale
on Sunday. And that's the location closest to us, so that's what we're looking to buy.
They delayed that so that they could try to make more space available, make the ticket buying process easier. They're supposed to go on sale this Sunday, but they've been really quiet about it. So hopefully they'll have some news either today or tomorrow about those sales so we can try to get it. The one thing that we're still trying to figure out is this something that we can bring the kids to? I'm sure the kids would love to go, really be excited. But it's a long day, right? It's going to be at least 8 matches. They keep at the current 512.
Mm-hmm. And if they do more, it could be 2 days of full matches.
Right. Or it could be 10 matches that day, or who knows. And then even if any of us do well, then we're also playing the next day in a bunch of matches. Fortunately, even if we don't do well, it looks like there's going to be a bunch of stuff to do with some villainous stuff,
and other
Ravensburger
stuff.
So there's lots of that could be going on. But again, it's, you know, can even us sustain a full day of playing that much? So we'll see what happens with that, but hopefully we'll get some news either today or tomorrow about how they're going to go. But let's move on to some of our main topics for the week. So we're still excited about Ursula's return.
Yes.
Ursula will return in May.
Right. Crazy to think that we are now at the halfway point between Into the Inklands and Ursula's return.
Yeah, I just feel it yesterday.
Yeah. So it's going by really quickly. So I expect lots more cars to start being teased out and shown soon. But we've got some stuff ready for this one. They, like I said, they did release one new car. So there was only one color that they didn't release any cards for during that whole big drop.
Is it red?
No.
It was, wasn't it amethyst? Mm-hmm. No, not amethyst. It was sapphire.
Nope.
Steel.
Nope.
It was green.
Yes. Green. Emerald.
Oh, green.
Of course, the one color we didn't say.
Right. I think Mom said it, but you guys talked over
it. It was kind of a
good.
I actually used a green deck today. When I tried it out.
Yeah, that's true. We should talk about that. So part of Lord Conroy is building your deck and figuring out what you want in it. And then it came up to me and said, hey, I want to do a deck that has a lot of evasive characters. So we both sat down and we looked at the cards and kind of picked out a bunch of cards that are evasive and gave them a nice like ramp up to like 4 or 5 ink. Kind of made that the ceiling, but like the top level ink that you would have, and just kind of play cards that way.
Six.
Because we got Genie in there.
Yeah, we got some Genies. Yeah, Genie.
Okay. So we built a new Ruby and Emerald deck for him, and he's going to try it out and see how it goes. So,
cool.
This is the first time he really wanted to have some input on the deck, and, you know, we worked together to kind of build that out. We'll let you know how it works out next week.
That's awesome.
I mean, I could have done a Ruby and Amethyst deck up.
Yeah.
Because Amethyst, but I can really only think of one adventure with Amethyst.
Yeah, I think the Emerald works better. There's lots of evasives in there.
Because is it the only evasive in Amethyst to call on?
No, it's Pascal.
Pascal, and then the Big Jafar.
And the Big Jafar.
The reason Pascal is good though, because he's the only evasive one guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Emerald.
Oh, speaking of Emerald, let's look at the new card.
And speaking of one drops, and speaking of evasives, here is our new card. It is Pegasus, gift for Hercules. It's a one drop, inkable 1/1 Emerald card with evasive and quests for one.
Well, speak of the deck. Oh my god, he's so cute. How do we keep getting into those conversations? Like, last time we had to talk about Bruno, and then Bruno came out.
It's almost like you have a host that knows how to do a transition.
He's so adorable. I love him so much.
Yeah, so this is the baby version of Pegasus from the Hercules movie, Storyborn Ally. Evasive. Basically, this is almost a slightly better version of Pascal.
Yeah, because it's not zero.
If you are playing a Emerald deck, there is very good chance that you're going to throw him in there because it takes a while to take care of these evasive characters.
Okay, when Ursula's return comes, that guy
is going in your deck.
It's in my deck.
Yeah.
If I still have my Lighting Green Evasive deck.
And especially once we get to, say, a draft mode or something like that, he's going to be sought after one.
And he's a common.
And your odds are you're going to see him because he's a common, that's right. So that was the one card we had. From this set in the past couple weeks, so hopefully we'll see some more soon. But let's move on. So if you play Lorcana, there is a good chance within the next couple of weeks you will hear about the Lorcana set championship, or you already have hopefully heard about it. So any of the stores that are approved for what they call organized play, they're approved by Ravensburger to put on tournaments to sell cards, they could apply for this Lorcana set championship. And during the course of about 10 days are when these championships have to be held. It's basically 2 weeks from Friday for the next 10 days. So you have to have it from that Friday to like, then you have a week, and then you have to have it by the following Sunday. The stores have to have done this. So these are really going to be big events. For a lot of people, it's probably going to be their first big tournament that they're going to be playing into. And we've got the Stitch card that people are going to want. Only 4 per store, plus 2 play mats per store. So the top 4 will get the card. The top 2 will get the play mats. So people are going to want to get on these. So if you're signing up for these, it's important you think about that this will be more than your typical maybe 3-round matches that you've been having at the stores on a weekly basis that you've been doing with the league. This is going to be much bigger than that. You're going to have more people. It's going to be a much longer day. And really, that all depends on the number of people that are going to show up to play. So if there's only 8 players, it's just your same 3 rounds, and then whoever gets the first, second, third, fourth, those are the people that win. If you have up to 16 players, you're doing 4 rounds, and then it's cutting to the top 4 players, and then they play bracket style, 1 versus 4, 2 versus 3, and then the winners of those face off. If you get up to 32, so 16 to 32 players, you're talking 5 rounds, then going to top 8, which means that you're going to have, if you're playing in the championship, you'll have played 8 rounds. Yes, 8 games, 8 rounds of games that day. And then if you are get up over 32 players, you've got 6 rounds before you get cut to the top 8, which means you're playing 9 rounds of gaming that day if you're in the top 1 or 2 spot. So it could possibly be a lot. So right now, looking at our store that we normally play at, and then right now I do have all of us signed up for, they are currently at 29 players that are going to be playing. Where they have a max of 34, just because that's what the store can fit.
Right.
So there is a chance that it could go up to that 6 rounds, but right now it's already going to be 5 rounds for sure playing. What do you guys think about that?
I got.
Oh. Got someone at the front door. Jen's going to take care of that. What do you guys think about it?
I think it's great.
Think that? How you don't think you're going to get, like, really tired during that playing or anything?
Maybe there'll be 8 players.
There's not going to be 8 players. I just told you that there's already 29 people signed up.
Well, there'll be another one that loves state
players. No, there's not going to be another one that's a state player. So there are several in the area that are having it, none of which are just doing only 8 players. There are plenty of people signed up. I know I'm signed up for 3 for sure that I'm going to go do, and possibility of a 4th maybe. But we'll see. It depends on how I do in the other 3 and what I want to do that day. And none of them have only 8 players. So it's not going to be 3 rounds. It's for sure going to be more than that. Ours will probably for sure be at least 5 rounds.
Yeah, because it was 29 for sure.
So when you're thinking about that, what do you guys feel about seeing that much Lorcana in a day?
I mean,
how about this? If they're
okay
feeding you, would you be okay with it?
Yes.
Because I feel like that's really the only thing that, like, gets them is when they get really hungry and they don't want to play anymore.
Sure.
So as long as they're fed, I think they'll be fine.
So that's, like, my number one, like,
fine.
A couple of hints that I've read about for when you've got these long things is have a plan for food and drink.
Mm-hmm.
I will bring water bottles. I'll have my snacks. Fortunately, the area, the game store where we play in, has a noodle bar inside
that's
of it. very handy. So if you want some pot stickers, if you want some
ramen,
if you need some egg rolls,
oh,
they got your own
tea.
Stuff. Yeah, boba tea. We got the hookup right inside the store. So that is a day for sure, if you guys are still willing to play and everything, where we will buy stuff from the store. Because that is going to be, at least 5 hours of playing. Possibly more if you guys do really well. We might bring 2 cars in case we need to have someone go and take a break with you guys.
Like at Revved Up?
No, not at Revved Up. It would be to take you home.
We'll have something.
Well, it'll depend on how well we do, too, right? Like,
sure.
You guys make that, we all make top 8. Great. If only mom makes it, then I'll take you home.
Mm-hmm.
or if we both mom and dad make it, we'll call Aunt Juliet and she'll take you home, right?
Well, I would say mom.
That's a lot of time because that could be another 3 hours. So it'll be a lot. I think it'll be fun. We'll check in with the store owner this week when we head back for Leeds on Sunday to see how everything's going. But last time I checked, it was 29 people already signed up. So it's going to be a big day. But besides...
A good night's sleep, too, is important.
Yeah. So you want to make sure you get a good night's sleep the night before. Have a plan for food and drink. If you are not eating and thinking, well, I can just make it the 5 hours, thinking on that, I'll just have to make it through those 5 hours, and if I play more, then I'll worry about it then. But the more you play, you know, your brain runs off the same food energy that the rest of your body does. So you're going to be playing worse that fifth game than you did your first game if you decided that you don't eat. So make a plan for eating. Make a plan to stay hydrated. Think about that you're going to be there the whole day, because I'm saying 5 hours, but sometimes it might take longer in between rounds. There might be checks of decks, all that kind of stuff that could delay it, make it a longer day.
And for any of my our neurodivergent folk out there, don't forget to take your meds, because if you are ADHD, sitting at a table for 8 hours is probably not your favorite thing to do.
What's ADHD?
We don't have time to explain that right now, Bob.
That's a different podcast. So that's my other tip would be to move around when you're able to. If your games finish, don't just sit there.
Yeah.
That's your only chance to exercise. Mm-hmm. You don't know if your next game is going to go the full time limit. And they might want to start immediately after you finish.
Mm-hmm.
So get up and move around when you can. Don't just sit there. You know, stretch your legs.
The weather's nice. Walk outside. Take a walk around the building.
We're in Michigan, so who knows what it might be. We could have snow, rain, sleet, hail, or beautiful sunshine and 83 weather.
Tornadoes.
That's also possible.
Tornadoes are also possible.
Yeah. So that's the Lower Costa Championships. That stuff's coming up. We're really excited about it. But the thing I wanted to talk about this week with everybody are terms that you may hear during your time playing, especially when you're going to set championship. You're going to have different players than you normally see. There are players that probably have never actually played in person before. They're just playing on Pixelborn on the computer, or they're playing at other stores, and now they're traveling to different stores so that they have the best chance to get those Stitch cards, right? Mm-hmm. And you may hear a lot more terms than you are used to with your regular crew. And there are a lot of terms that maybe you out there have never heard before when it comes to trading card games. And I just want to take a little bit of time to start going through some of those terms week by week and talk about them. So we've got a few terms here. So the first term is aggro. I want to know, what do you guys think aggro means?
Me.
Aggressive.
Malcolm, winning quickly.
But what does it stand for?
What is it?
Aggressive, but in a card game, it basically, an aggro deck would be a deck that just quickly, like, tries to get as many points as quickly as possible.
Right, so it's trying to get short for aggressive. You're earning lore as fast as possible. That is your goal, is to just go quickly and earn that lore. You want to get to a win state quickly.
Usually they have a lot more lower cost cards because they want to try to get a lot of points early.
Right, and that's exactly my deck.
So what are some of the feature cards of an aggro deck?
Tiny Children Lilo.
It's Lilo making a wish.
He calls it his army of tiny children.
Yeah. What's else? What name? Name a couple other ones.
Pilot Piglet.
Yeah.
It's a menace.
And Arthur. The Maleficent. Binding of Time.
And Arthur.
And the author. He's not really that big anymore.
Just because people know about him now, so people know to get rid of him. But I mean, if your opponent isn't able to get him out, like, he is a big deal. Oh, yeah, and then go.
The mascot of Sneaky Mullet, go.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So anything that's going to get you a lot of lore really quick would belong right at home in an aggro deck.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's take a look at our next term. Board state. Ooh. What does this mean, guys?
It means, like, what's happening, like, kind of like what the state is of, like, the board, like
of the cards that are out,
kind of like that, yeah. Like if you're in really good condition or if you're in really bad condition.
Sure.
Like if you can, like for control decks, like if you're controlling the board or not.
So you've got the answer somewhere in there. It's definitely what is in play at this time. The characters, the items, the ink, the location. What is in play? That's the board state, like what is going on right now. So that's what you're making your decisions off of. That's how you know what to play. That's like you can tell who's in the lead by looking at the state of the board. So what do you typically want to see in a board state?
Playing 27 go.
I want to see that I have lots of cards out, like lots of characters out, ready to quest, and that my opponent does not have a be prepared.
I want to see that there's no goats on board.
Army of tiny children.
Yeah, little Malcolm.
Army of tiny children.
Right, okay.
And lots of lore.
Yep.
All right, let's move on to our next term, meta. What's meta?
So, like, how do I explain this? This is a card to explain.
It is. It's a little bit meta to explain it. aha! See, I am a dad. It's all the paternity tests I'd ever need.
You should hear Malcolm talk, and then you know that he's his father.
Yeah. So besides being the company that runs Facebook, Meta is the game outside the game. So strategies. What is popular? What is everyone playing? What's winning? What are the strategies people are going for?
To get rid of all tiny children.
That's not a strategy, right? There's no message board that's about getting rid of tiny children in Lorcana. It's about
like having like a Steel Song deck and how to play it. That's like meta, or how to have an aggro deck and how to play it. Your strategies. Like what decks are popular right now? What decks are kind of going out of fashion?
A deck that's popular right now.
What?
Steel.
So that's right. So that was a big meta deck in the first week of Into the Inkling.
But now it's not. Now it's not because now everybody knows it's out there. So as soon as you see a little Jafar, like they're gone.
Right, which doesn't mean that strategy isn't necessarily viable. In fact, right now, it might be more viable than normal because people have stopped playing that deck, so everyone's not countering it anymore. So there's a chance you could play that again. So it's playing the meta by thinking, oh, these are the popular decks right now. This is what I have to build my deck off of to counter them.
Yeah.
Let's look at the next one. So we've got Wheel.
It's the Wheel of Fortune. So round and round.
Yeah, so this hasn't happened in our store yet, but within the whole store breaks into Wheels on the Bus.
Oh.
It hasn't happened in our store, where I'm hoping any day now. So Emmett was actually the closest, so I believe this is named after a magic card called Wheel of Fortune.
Oh.
And what that is, it's a card that discards a hand and then allows you to draw up to the maximum hand size. So what is this card in
Mommy's deck? Whole new world.
They have this in Pokemon too. It's Professor Oak Research.
Yeah. So basically, a lot of times you will hear someone throw down Whole New World and wheel. Or they said, oh no, you're going to wheel me, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
What they're referring to is you're about to play a Whole New World and get rid of their hand and make them draw a new one. So wheel is that term that's used, even though that is not the name of the card in Lorcana. It's from Magic. And sometimes that card has been around so long that it's stuck, and now it's just stuck in our terms.
Because it's
I'm pretty sure I heard that used against me, and I had no idea what it meant. So
if I just say Professor Oak.
Because I
just say I play a Professor Oak with that.
I think people would be very
interested.
All right. Ramp.
That's a ramp, like ramping up, right?
It's also
so what's ramping up?
Ramping up means increasing your lore super quickly.
Nope.
Oh, I mean like it's increasing like your ink.
Yes.
Yes, ramping up your ink.
So basically like a good sapphire. Yes. Because I'm pretty sure like 95% is a card sapphire the whole.
Yeah, so sapphire is the ramp color, right? So it's an extra increase in the size of your inkwell that comes from besides just inking once per turn. It's playing cards that will increase it. It comes from the term ramping growth, which is a card from
Magic, I'm sure.
Yep. Magic came first, man. I don't know what to tell you. Sorry. But so I have heard this term, like somebody will play like a fishbone quill and then tap it and they'll say ramp and they'll move a card over to it. Or they'll play the Mickey Detective and they'll say ramp. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, that's a kind of a cool term. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a weird thing, but whatever. Yeah. Until I figured out it was ramping rope.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are now. So that is ramp. Lethal.
So like deadly?
Sure.
Is it like be prepared?
No. It's not be prepared.
Okay.
Like
so like Maui?
Nope.
Okay.
Teeth and ambitions?
No.
Big.
Just big. Anything big. Oh, that's
hard to get rid of?
No.
Big, strong character. Oh,
oh. Let me try using a sentence. Oh, you're lethal, so you're probably going to win next turn.
Evil. You're really close. Like, there's nothing they can do to stop you?
Close. It's having enough lore on board to win the next turn. So if you're at 17 and you've got 3 lore on board, you are threatening lethal next turn. You are lethal for the next turn.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they do something to stop you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the state you're always trying to get is the lethal, because then you're forcing them to react instead of making
you like a check.
Kind of, yes. But that is a term you will hear. You'll hear, see someone look over at your deck and like, oh no, you're lethal. So. So those were all the words I brought for this week. What did you think of these? You guys learned some stuff?
Yeah, I did
know all of those. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. We'll keep doing these week after week when there's less cards, when there's not as much news or other things to discuss as we kind of slowly keep learning this TCG game, which is trading card game.
Yeah.
Like I said, we're all new to this scene. So we're all learning, and we want you guys to learn too. If you think you already know this stuff, great. This is a way to kind of refresh yourself on what all these terms mean.
Lumineers.
We're not all French candlesticks, man.
<We're> not
I don't want to be a French candlestick.
Okay.
Is it trivia time?
It is trivia time.
Dad, do you have the card? You don't?
I don't have the card. Oh, no. We gave it to Emmett. Stole my card.
Okay, you're probably only going to get one of each one. In the movie, Peter Pan, Captain Hook, first mate, Mr. Smee, had a
distinctive shirt.
Distinctive outfit. What color is his hat and what pattern is his shirt? His hat's red.
It's not even a hat, it's a bandana.
Or his bandana slash hat thing is red.
And his shirt is?
Blue and white.
Stripes.
Yeah. Yep. You got it for that.
Good job.
Question 2. Who supplied the original voice of Mickey Mouse? Walt Disney.
That would be my guess as Walt Disney.
I know that from my Uber Tuba. It is Walt Disney.
Good job.
Okay. If you don't get this, you are.
It's Easter basket.
If you don't get this, that means you do not know Princess of the Frog.
Okay.
What instrument does Lily play in Princess of the Frog?
Trumpet.
Yeah, it's the trumpet.
It's the trumpet.
Yep. Okay.
Who is he named after? Who is he named after? Louis Armstrong, but yes.
Okay. What is the name of Miley's hometown in Tennessee and Hannah Montana?
In Hannah Montana, the movie. What is Miley Cyrus's hometown? Is it the Motown?
Wait.
Helena, Montana?
Mom?
I don't know. I was going to say Nashville.
Nashville, yeah. Crowley Corners.
Let me see that. Let me
don't look at that.
Crowley Corners.
Sure, yeah.
We've never been watched Hannah Montana.
I've been there.
Isn't that a fictional place?
Yeah, I've been there.
In Peter Pan, what song were the Lost Boys and the Darling Children singing as they venture the Neverland
and the Silent Island? Sing it! Wherever we may go. And why do you know that?
Because I had to sing it in a play.
Yeah, wait. Their very first
you
play.
You were TikTok clock.
But he was also a lost boy.
And the TikTok clock ate him.
Yep.
He became TikTok clock.
I'm actually puppy. Wait, you were puppy?
No.
Wait, which one was I?
You were just a regular lost boy that had no name. There was somebody else with
Scott. Oh. I thought I was in a bailout, though. But I wasn't. Oh, was it part of the ensemble Lost Boys? I was in a band.
He was a true Lost Boy. They lost his name.
No, you weren't.
And what was?
You were just a Lost Boy.
But what? Like,
you weren't an animal. Not all the Lost Boys were animals.
Some of them were just lost.
Following. Well, I think that's a song in Volcano.
I think we all know that we are the Lost Boys inside ourselves. Anyways, I believe that's the last question, dude.
Yes, that is the last question.
Okay. No, just a hitting question. What is Babel's last words in Gravity Falls?
What is Babel's last words in Gravity Falls?
It
Malcolm?
Way too random.
Wanna play, wait, no, that's...
Baseball. Football. Soccer.
Wanna a game? Want to play couch? A game?
What do you wanna play? What's under the bus cushion?
Is it what should we do today for the
No, it.
Hey, where's Perry?
What is it, Emmett?
It was.
Perry the platypus?
No, it was, I.
Okay, why do you ask trivia questions that you don't know the answer to?
I'll say it. I don't know how to explain it.
Oh,
okay. We're going to move on then. Thank you, Emmett.
California.
Oh, okay. So thank you very much for that, Emmett. We're going to close out the show now. Thank you so much for listening. If you have questions that you want to ask the family, you can send them into questlorequestions@gmail.com.
questlorequestions@gmail.com.
Thank you. Sure. Okay, great. Anyways, that's questlorequestions@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. If you are listening to the audio version of this, a YouTube version is available on YouTube where you can see our faces and see the cards we are talking about.
And our dog when she decides.
And our dog when she decides that she wants to be on it. If you are watching the YouTube version, you can always listen to an audio version. We are available on all major podcast platforms. Please like, follow, subscribe, rate, leave 5 stars, give us a thumbs up, give us, hey, yo, good job. Whatever you want to do, let us know how we're doing. Feel free to send in those questions. Feel free to send in those subscriptions. Feel free to send in those comments, those ratings, everything you want. We hope you enjoyed this just as much as we did. So thank you once again for listening to us. We are Questlore, and we will talk to you next week.
Oswald, Lucky Rabbit, Fort Lord Connor, and the White Rabbit, Fort Lord Connor.